where we go into detail. Own responsibility versus others' responsibility. An astounding part of our troubles is self-inflicted in ways we are not yet aware of. There's an infinite number of possibilities of how to present, how to act, how to interact, how to react, and how to proact as a leader. Most trainings focus on presentation and on planning action. This is no doubt valuable, and SEAL training does spend some time there, but the emphasis is on your interaction and how you react. To quote the boxing champion Mike Tyson, everybody has a plan until he gets hit in the face. It's not that we want to compare leadership to boxing, but our trustworthiness as leaders is often built or destroyed by how we interact under pressure. And when we analyze any given problem area, we can either focus on circumstances and how other people behave, or we can focus on what we did or didn't do. SEAL training does take a general look at difficult leadership situations and how other people behave, but it really gets into detail on 1. What you normally do and don't do, and 2. What else you could do or stop doing. Participant rating on average is full pot 5 on getting into, with microscopic detail if necessary, what you can do to improve the situation. It sounds rather unpleasant to quote-unquote blame yourself, but the learning rate that comes with it is tremendous.